Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being so patient and waiting for me. I'd like to say a few words about London. I'm sorry if my hair prevents you from hearing everything, but I was told that it would be cold in Moscow, and I couldn't afford a hat. It's been said by Percy Bysshe Shelley, whom I'm sure you would have heard of, that he who is tired of London is tired of life. Now, I've lived in London for 21 years, and I'm not tired of it, but I can't say that I know it very well either. I could probably tell you where to get a drink on a warm day. I could tell you how to get from Hyde Park to Leicester Square. I could tell you how tall you have to become a policeman. And lots of other facts, such as the height of Big Ben. But this probably would not tell you very much about London itself. The only way that you can become acquainted with London is to talk to everybody who lives there, not just one person. It's of no use listening to me and hoping to get a complete impression of London, because I live there, I went to school there, and yet there are other people. There are the policemen, the taxi drivers, the shopkeepers, the women who work in the clubs and the restaurants in London, the actors who act in the theatres of London, the people who work on the transport systems and in the streets. From each one of these people, you would get a different story. You would get a different story from the man who goes to work at 8 o'clock every morning on the same train and sits with the same people and says not a single word to them. You'd get a different story from the girl who works in a club and leaves the club at 3 o'clock in the morning and wants to speak to somebody, but there's nobody to speak to. You would get a story from the taxi driver who does his job in all the streets of London. He has to know how to get from London Airport to anywhere in London that you name in the quickest possible time. He enjoys to talk to his passengers, but not many of them want to talk to him. You would get a different story from the schoolboy who wakes up on a cold, foggy morning, if you like, and doesn't want to go to school. And you would get different stories from the old tramps who sleep outside the stations every night. From all of the people in London, you would get a different story. London has as many personalities as it has inhabitants. London offers them a living, and they repay London with their personality, or lack of it. Thank you.